some achronim bring down how they killed the Aramoy. How they killed Aramoy al piatzmoy. How Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira wanted to kill him al piatzmoy. So I saw it's brought down that the Aramoy told him, it says, "Kol benecha lo yoichal boy," and I'm eating. And we said from the Marshal and the Marshal, and he told him, "Lomdus, it says not to give the good piece, the bad piece." Zaloch egoish lo mateiras chayav mis. So basically, he could kill him as the ganze droshes. I mean, he came like a ganze talmid chacham. As he said, in the shein halachas, the Menashe Klein has a big chobet to say that he wanted to kill him. Al tzfakel, first that he was learning Torah, and especially for the Marshal and the Marshal, he was darshening chelbo. He said he knows the ganze sukkis. So basically, is goyish shalom matei chayiv misa. This is one ore. Another ore, the goyen. Ala Mishnah and Kol Elio, the Goyim brings down. What is the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't have karka? Kol Yisrael yesh lahem karka. The Goyim has a cheshbon that is aftore v'atzomas ayevesha is the atzomas that tried to go out of Mitzrayim earlier and they died. And Yecheskel was nisnabe. There's a cheshbon in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was a kid from the atzomas ayevesha. The Mele, he didn't have a karka in Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned yesterday, one more, that Lemaise, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira stayed in. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira stayed in the Tzivim. And Teisa has a kasha, why he was not Oile LaRegel? Why he was not Oile LaRegel? And Teisa says, En Le Karka. Zoken, Chutz La'oretz. And we mentioned that Tzlach has a kasha, okay, he was not Oile L'Regel, but it's a mitzvah from Pesach. Why Pesach is not Mechayev him to Lovoi La'azoret, to Makir the Korban Pesach. And the Tzlach wanted to say a Teira, there is a new Ptur of Pesach that is called Derech Rechoiko, and we mentioned that in Chaschinuch Shlogged of that Tzad. So the Shaila is, so why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we understand that Tzaliyah L'Regel, he has a reason to stay home. Aber L'chur is mechuyev to go, L'alis L'Regel, L'kayim Mitzvahs Pesach. Every year is mechuyev to be makriv korban Pesach. What lets Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira to stay home? What lets Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira to stay home?
He's a
zoken,
he's a
nainus. It's not a zoken, Teisus don't mean zoken oynes. As a din, p'turin Aliyah L'Regel. It's a mitzvah seser. What do you mean? It's an oinus. Take a carriage and go and be there. Why can't do it? So if he's an oinus, Teisa doesn't have a kasha bichlal. We're shleimah, he was an oinus and he couldn't come. Why is this Teisa understood that he could have come? The answer is he could have said he was sick. He was in jail. He could answer a lot of answers. Teisa understood that he could come. Teisa says lomdesh tirutzim why he didn't come. Misha en lekar kapotu. Zoken is potu ma'aliyah l'regel l'chutz la'oretz. And that the kasha of the achronim is, Teisus only answered why he was not coming to Eretz Yisrael as aliyah l'regel. But Teis did not answer why he didn't come to Mekayim the mitzvah of every yidiv to be makriv Pesach. And again, Tzlach wanted to say, Derech Rechoiko, the Menachas Chinuch said, is no p'tu. The Rechoiko is only aloch if you far, so you bring Pesach Sheni. You're not chayiv kores, Hashem gives you a second chance. But not that the pshat of you're not mechuyiv to be makriv Pesach Rishon. So why is this in Tesis? And we said Tesis Arash, but Tesis Shans, and the Koyvetz brings down the Loshna Tesis, Ukmoisha Potu Mire'iyah Potu Mi Pesach. So Menachas Chinuch understood that is a klal, Misha Potu Mire'iyah Potu Mi Pesach. And Menachas Chinuch said, it's not true. Ladies, Noshima Potu Mire'iyah, and the Chayim be Pesach. Zoken is Potu Mire'iyah. More is not that, a person that has a broken foot. It's a tzad that is balik habayim. It's a tzad that is potu because beha'aloi scho. If you can't walk up, I'm foolish in the Gemara and Tamid Nishchat that Zokin and all these people are chayim bePesach. Gemara speaks about if he can't eat a kezayis, if he's mitztaref lachabure, if he's ainu mitztaref lachabure, there's no ptur of a person that can't. So if there's no ptur of a person that can't, so the shaila is, there's no ptur of the person that can't. Lalis laregel. So we see that even if you potum me'aliyah laregel, you chayev and Pesach. So again, the kasha is, so why Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira was not oile laregel to be makriv the korban Pesach? Those are the kasha. And vice toys from Tesis, misha potum me'aliyah laregel, potum mi'Pesach. Russian Tesis Arashbo, but it can be, that is the kasha. So the answer on this is, Rabbi Nochem said it b'ktzoro, avade noshim apotu mire'iye and the chayev b'Pesach. Zoken that is potu, people that are chayev b'Pesach, no vas. The mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is a chiyuv to come to Beis HaMikdosh. We darshan that is no chiyuv to come to do a korban Pesach. Normally it's a chiyuv to get up and to go to Beis HaMikdosh to do the Korban Pesach. As a ptur, you're not mechuyev, la'lo isla regel, la'aso isesa Pesach. Aber avade lo yitzir l'moshol, you're in Yerushalayim, you're mechuyev to do Pesach. Dainu. Noshim l'moshol, the potu me'aliyah l'regel. So even if they come to the Beis HaMikdosh, they don't have to bring Korban Re'iyah. A man that can't walk, even if he comes to Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't bring Oilas Re'iyah. Pesach is not like that. He's not mechuyev to climb up to Yerushalayim to bring the Pesach. But if he's there, he's chayev bePesach. We only darshan, so maybe we don't have a kasha, we see Noshim. Avada, we didn't mean that the Ptur of Pesach is like Re'iyah. Umishapotu mireiye, potu mi Pesach. Noshim apturus mireiye, vechayobes be Pesach. Zokin is potu mireiye, vechayeb be Pesach. We only meant laalois. And loshin, the taste is harashbo, as mamish word by word is the taste is harashbo. Vyeshloima, shekmoishe potu, milaalois la regel, potu milaalois la Pesach. Tesis Moshe Potu Mireiye Potu Mipesach. Don't say the word La'alois. What? La'alois, yeah. But we'll see one in a second. Yeah. V'yeshloima. U'potu Mipesach K'moyshe Eino Ichayev La'alois. ואם תאם הרבים בסייר שאוי ללה רגל לעס יש הפסח שזו פטור אבלה אלויס בפשס לפי דעת נושים ענד מחוי אבלה אלויס ענד מחוי אבלה אלויס ממילא קום זאת עד בפסח ועל הקדוש ברוך הוא גיב המצווה עלי אל הרגל תדעו דה מצווה סף דה רגל Mishapotur milah lo isla regel is potur milah lo isla Pesach. But Avada, if he comes there, he has the mitzvah. Avada, it's a big chiddush to say that a person is potur milah lo is la sisa Pesach. But lechure, this is what we have to say in Tesis. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer brings down the Gemara says that tzorchei. Tzorchei Pesach adoichim Shabbos. Machshirei Pesach doichim Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, if machshirei Pesach adoichim Shabbos, why machshirei tzitzis ana doichim Shabbos? And the Gemara says, machshirei tzitzis ana doichim Shabbos because you could be mafkir the beggar and become potum. אבל פסח ומילה is no way to become potu. פרק בחסם ספר, if מי שאין לו קרקע פוטו מפסח, it could be מפקיר the קרקע. Again, the Gemara says in Shabbos Perek Ablezer the Mila and Bayos later, Tzorchei Pesach the Mila doichim Shabbos, Tzorchei Tzitzis are not doichim Shabbos. And the Gemara says why? And the Gemara says Tzitzis, it could be Mafkir Lei, it could be Potu. Masha'inken, Pesach the Mila is no way out. For either Chasim Sefer, Lefi Teisves, that Misha En Lei Karka, Potu Me'ali El Regel, Yehav Eichat Timtza. Yehav Eichat Timtza. You could be mafkir the karka and be part of me Pesach. So the Chasim Sefer answers, the Welt answers the Lom D'Shateretz, and we have two terutzim be'etzem. The Lom D'Shateretz is, and tzitzis, if you mafkir the beged, no one is upset with you. Alright, you didn't do nothing wrong. You didn't do nothing wrong. You just don't have a beged. In Pesach, if you mafkir the karka, it's not the pshat that you don't have to do Pesach. You caused yourself to mafkir from the mitzvah. It's not called that I have a way out. Tzitzis, I'm chayev if it's my beged. If I'm mafkir, it's not my beged. I'm not chayev. Pesach, it's not the pshat that I'm not a yid that I have to do Pesach. I have to do Pesach. It's a ptur. Mishen likarka doesn't have to do Pesach. So this is called that I'm mafkir the mitzvah. There's no chiyur to be mafkir the mitzvah. A person says every mitzvah can be potter, become a shaita. That's not a taina. It's not a taina I could mafkia myself from the mitzvah. And since it's the pshat, I could do that, there'll be no mechayev. What a person could do that, there'll be no mechayev, that is called, and since it's no mechayev, it's ksuscha. So I'm not chayev in the mitzvah. When I'll put it down, I'm not chayev in the mitzvah. Masha'engen in Pesach, even if Mishael Lekarka potu mi Pesach, but it's not the pshat that it's mufka and ganzen from the mitzvah. The pshat is I have mitzvah Pesach. Mishael Lekarka potu mi Pesach. Mishael Lekarka potu mi Pesach. Yeah, v'meile, that's the kenner of the ptu. Mishael Lekarka potu mi Pesach. But if you said now for Reb Nochem, it's more pashut. Pesach, you can't be mafkir the mitzvah. Lo yitzur l'moshav in Yerushalayim, you have to do Pesach. There's no chiv to climb up. This is not called that I have a way out. You can't mafkir in Yerushalayim, you can't be mafkir the mitzvah. It's a chetim tzitzis, in any chetim tzitzis you could stop to do the mitzvah. You just mafkir it. And Pesach is told, if you're far away, Pesach, Alamor, you have turim. But there's no way, the mitzvah itself, when you're in Yerushalayim, When you're in Yerushalayim, and you have a mitzvah Pesach, there's no way out not to do the mitzvah. Yerushalayim without karka, you chayv bePesach. Because we said it's only not a chiv to go up. There's no ptur from Pesach. Lama zeh gemara weiter. I want really to start the next sugya. So we'll see quickly the gemara. Rav Kahane Cholash became sick. Shadru Rabon Rabbi Shua Barida Ravidi Omule Zil Bdok, check my dine. He's living, he's not living. Also Ashkech Edinoch Navshe. He saw that he died. Karel Levushe Vadri Le Karel Achor. He took a kriya and he turned it to the back. Ubochi Vaosi and he cried. Omule Nach Navshe. He died. Omule Anolo Yamin. Moitzi Dibu Huaxil. You don't say news, you don't say someone died. It's interesting. Why he turned over the kriya to the back? So Rashi says, because when he came, he didn't want that they will see right away his kriya. The yetzel libam, they will get the news in a shock. It's dangerous. The Rishonim say under Repshat. He turned it because if he comes with it, it's also called talking. There's no din not to say it in your mouth. I mean. So we have your machlekes. Rashi learns it's a chisorin if you say it in your mouth. It's a hemshech of the sugya before not to talk bad things. It's a din and the pe kodosh. Masha'enke the Rishonim learned is lav dafka pe. The person that gives over bad news is also a chisorin, even if you don't say it with your mouth. If I get Rashi, this is the reason Rashi is so explaining. Yovinu shelo yovinu maher. Rashi has a kasha why he turned it to the back. So Rashi came and said shelo yovinu maher. Masha'enke. The Rishonim bring down that fakert. He didn't want to give the message, and it's a big enough kaminu l'moshel. If you're allowed to put up a sign, someone is nifter, you're allowed to put up the sign or not. If it's moitzi diba, if it's a din, just not to say bepeh. Well, if you have to, you have to. Whisper when you don't have to. Lo shen nekira. Yerech nekakoy nofa lekiyose. Nofa lekiyose. Kiyose omo lechiti nasu yofois, omo lemsoirim nasu yofois. Because he didn't want to say that the chitim did not. Omo lechitze basar lasusim velachamoirim. Tachsib asoirim vatev lasusim velarechesh. So the moment, how did he remember? He didn't want to say bad things. He had to say, Shtoker Nasu Chitim Yofois. Last year, in a Miyadoshim Nasu Yofois. But to answer and to say that the Chitim, that Tzoirim Nasu Yofois, when people, when human beings don't eat Tzoirim, they told him, Tzeve Basel Asusim Velachamoirim. Zog the Gemara of Dalet. Tony Barachur de Rabchia Ubarachoisei. Rav Barachur de Rabchia Ubarachoisei. Rav was the son of the brother of Rabchia and the sister of Rabchia. Kisolik Leosom Omarlei. When he came back, Omale Ivu Kayam, Rab Chia asked him if his father is living. Omale Ime Kayemes. Lefi Rashi said, you didn't ask me, my mother, you didn't ask me. Omale Ime Kayemes, Omale Ivu Kayam, you didn't ask me on my father. I didn't answer yet on the father. So Rashi says he understood that both died. Omale Lishame Chaloitzni Minoli, Vahoylech Kere Achille Besamerchetz. Shmamino Shmuel was after 30 days, and Hegis Elo Yemechod, and Valet Yemechod, Shmamino Mikzasayim Kikuloi. So Bemele, he told him, I'm an Ovel, but it's after 30 days, so I only have to do one day, only Mikzasayim. It's enough to take off my shoes, so I could go gleich to Beis Hamerchetz. So the Velt asked Akasha, so what he told him, it's only one day. So Bemele, take off my shoes, I could go rinse. Valens already after 30 days of the Ptire, it's Shmuel Choyko, it's Einu Neheges Elo Yemechod, and Mikzas Ayom Kikula. So why I had to tell him, okay, take off my shoes, and take my clothes to Beis HaMerchetz. Take off my shoes, put it back up. Why I had to tell him, take off my shoes, okay, I'm going to Beis HaMerchetz, you see, I'm going to rinse myself, I'm not over. If he wanted to give him the message that it's in and out, take off my shoes, put it back on. What is the time? You see? What?
What
do they see? What do they see? They see we walk without the shoes, and then they saw the towel, and they asked the cash, and he
answered.
I don't understand. The people that know that he heard, he took off the shoe, and he... What else? What else? He did mitzvah sayoim. He took off the shoes, mitzvah sayoim, and he put it back at.
There's no hacker, man.
Why is no hacker?
Rashi says,
So, someone to answer that is a shiur for Mikzas Hayoyim, not enough a second, has to be up as a shiur that he's walking. But the Achronim answer better, the Achronim answer, he wanted to show not only the Avelis of 7 days is not Noyeg, even the Avelis of 30 days is not Noyeg anymore. Like in Moshe, a lot of times the Aloch is Moshe, someone dies before Yontif. So you sit Shiva and you stop the Shiva. But the Yontif only cuts the Shiva, doesn't cut the Shleish. Doesn't cut the Shleish. But if Lama Zogin already someone got up before Yontif, so the Yontif cuts the Shleish. Right? It's not a Modaloch. If you sit Shiva 3 days before Yontif, Yontif cuts the Shiva. If you sat Lama Zogin a week and a half before Yontif and you got up, so the Yontif cuts the Shleish. The Chiddush of Shmur Rechoiko is you sit one day, for the Shiva and for the Shloisha. So the Mele, to put on the shoes is after Shiva. To go to Beis HaMerchetz, Me'ikar Adin is only after Shloisha. So the Mele, he wanted to show that the Mikzas Hayoim is not only the Shiva, even the Shloisha. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Ahud Omar Donu Dini. Every time he wanted to go to Beis Din, he never was masking to go to a Pshoah. Ambu Shmami Nemidon Kaosi. Tchsiv Don Yodin Amoy. Ke'echot Shiv Te'Yisroel. I want to build my house near the ocean, or they said he likes the ocean, he likes the sea. But So Rabbi Zvi Zilberstein has a sefer Chashukei Chemed. Brings that was a big shaila in his community, was a guy that Allemol said, Dintere, Dintere, Dintere. But he was a Koyen. So the Olam claimed, now he can't do Brikas Kerenim, Midon Kaosi. He went to ask Rabbi Yashi. The guy has to stop to do Brikas Kerenim. Midon Kaosi, as they state in the Gemara, Midon Kaosi. Well, if the Gemara is not real, so why are we learning it? So the Gemara says, well, what the Gemara I'm saying is, the Gemara says, if you see a guy that never likes to do pshoras, I want to know the aloha, I don't want the aloha, he's a person from Don. Oh, so Rabbi Yashim answered, his mother is from Don. So Rabbi Yashim said, his mother is from Don.
Maybe this
guy's. Ma?
This guy's also.
This guy also? So it's a big shy. So this is what they say. Nobody actually answered it. Like, he could make bigger scanning. His mother's from done. It's a lot worth declaring it. But I want to go weiter. I should by night we could dance. Abyssal Zimashi claimed that if the Gemara is saying this story, why the Gemara is saying it? So I'll tell you. The last thing that I got is we have to start to learn the sugya. So I'll just finish. Ritzog Zimishner was battered. The Gemara saw because Mevesa is from Dom. Mevesa is from Dom. But the real answer is that the Pashtas, the Gemara here, didn't come to say Dafka that he's from Dom. It's a Hemshech of the Gemara that we see the way that a person speaks and the way that a person behaves is the Mahus of the person. That the whole time he wants to Dinteireps, this is the way he wants. The words of his line of Gemara and Shas, that the words show what a person is. So that is the other. This for sure. The reason is here. But he said, if the Gemara brings it down, epis, I will explain. Elchul Lechaim is all right. I mean, what is the even title? I mean, could be Azevi legabe Yerusha, legabe Ander Zach, legabe Kehuna, and only goes through the father. So it could be also that this one of Zimushin understood that Tchuna, what the Gemara says, Midon Kaosi, is he gave me the Tata. No, I'm explaining. When Chus is, when everyone had the yacht, what is the tzad? Could be from Dot through the Mori. What's that guy? Sakasha from Isaac. But the Tzad says, he understood as Evi Kihuna gate, Leviya gate, these kind of things that the Gemara says that if a guy has the Zacheshik to go up in the Teres the whole time, we could say, Midon Kaosi, does gate takim in Azavek? Kenzai. Let me get weiter in the Gemara. The Hashto de Kaimelos. The hashto de kaimel on the lekule al meoir ursu. Michdei ben le Rab Yude ben le Rab Meir. Chometz eino osu elo misheishoes velemalo. Venivdek besheis. Frag the Gemara. Now that we know that oir is ursu and we check leil yudale. Oyr le'arboso, michdei ben le'rab yudeh ben le'rab meir, chometz en ha'osur elo b'sheshoes ve'lemaylo min ha'teir. Ve'nivdek b'shes. So lo me'heb tzachon. The Gemara asks a kasha, ve'nivdek b'shes. Frek de prime godim, and sefer Roish Yosef. What, and shesh is enough to check? 1 hour is enough to check the house? What is the Gemara's kasha? Now, come and learn. I'm sure you saw the Rosh Yosef inside. The Rosh Yosef does not shtel his kasha and the Gemara. The Rosh Yosef, and the second I'll read him inside, he shtels his kasha and Loshen Rashi. Come and read Rashi. Ben le Rab Meir, Ben le Rab Yudah, Deiflugu b'masnisin b'archoket, Ovel Rabon l'chomes d'ayraise. Chomes in ha'osu m'nateire b'balirol b'alachilo elo m'chasheishos, m'sh'ov r'sheishos, k'li yodif l'kamon m'achilek u'm'lesishcha. Nivdek chometz betchilas sheish v'koydem yisur yivarenu lomu lelakdu mekule hay de bishlei mei oir yomomu hu ike leterutze de masnizim nami b'sheish ka'oma aval hashto tikshe the Rosh Yosef shtelt his kashe and loshen Rashi Nivdek, Rashi says in Dibura Maschil Nivdek chometz betchilas sheish frek de Rosh Yosef. Why betchila sheish? Rashi dibura maschil nivdoik. Eini yedea. Minole de shod dai. Hakoi lefi chadorov. Surely, how much rooms he has? I want to explain. The Rosh Yosef himself understood legabi de gemore that you could learn pshat and de gemore different. Ve nivdoik b'shesh be done by shesh. Don't tell me livdoik balaylo. Tell me it needs to be checked. Till the sixth hour. Aber Rashi explains the Nivdek Beshesh. Betchila Sheish. State in Rashi. That the, state in Rashi. that the bdika is in the beginning of Sheish. State in Rashi that the bdika is in the beginning of Sheish. If state in Rashi that the bdika is in the beginning of Sheish, Frag the Rosh Yosef, Tchila Sheish is enough. That is the kasha. Aber so ist steht im Rashi. So I heard from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shir, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, how people today check chametz? You have the frum people that check, that takes them 7 hours, 8 hours. Some people already check a couple days before. Most of us check 1, 2, 3. And the Maizeh, Bez Hashem, finish, Ola Aboso will explain everything, Mesfudah. You learn, you have to check, and you feel like you're nishtayim, nishtayim. So Rosh Hashanah said, what is the getter? You clean the house before Pesach. And Leil Arboso, you go with a candle, and you check that it was checked. And a place that you come and you see that it was not checked properly, then you go with a candle and you find. It takes a half an hour, hour it takes, but a normal house, you open this closet, they have a sefer, Moira Godel, it's pictures, it's from Rosh Hashanah, it's a picture how he's checking home, he's standing in front of a closet, everything is neat, he stands with a candle, yeah? What he sees? He sees that it's neat. He sees that it's rabbits in check through. We'll explain it in the Hefshech HaSugis. When he read this Gemara, he said, Dosh Teit Azei Vimir. That a bdike could be in an hour. If Lo Yitzur, normal, it's hard to check in an hour, the Gemara would never shtel V'nivdek B'shesh. What was the kasha? It takes much more time. So maybe the Gemara wanted more. Maybe soon we'll answer it better. We have to remember that the Rosh Yosef shtel the kasha afrashi. The Rosh Yosef nishgishtel the kasha and the Gemara. And the Gemara understood it to be ready b'shesh. We'll see the Rashi again. Ben l'Rav Meir, ben l'Rav Yudah, v'hifliki b'masnisin ba'al chokedo v'drabonu l'doi reise. Chometz eino osu minatere b'balirohe u'ba'achile ela mishay shoetz. משאובו של שויץ כדי יולף לכמון מהחילק ולסיש חתל חומץ. ואחרוין עם המדייק עם רשי, we have to remember it, that בלירוי starts מדוי רייסה in the sixth hour, מן אף תחצויס. ממילא, this is the most קשה, okay, it starts in חצויס, so check an hour before. אז אי שתית ברשי ביוס, that בלירוי starts חצויס. רשי and Vova Mugbeis repeats himself again, and דיבור המסריל, Chometz mishishoes velemalo, zok Rashi that yoivu baliroe. Rashi and Bobekame Choftes says the same thing that yoivu baliroe mishishoes velemalo. Leumas them, the Marsho and the Dafyut says clearly that Shitas Rashi that baliroe starts by night. We have to know this is the Yisoidus. Going back to Limud HaSugyos. Here we have a Rashi, Kimat Mefurish Baliroi starts in Chatzos. Rashi will become a Choftes, and Rashi and Davov. Le'um Asdem, the Marsho and the Fyudom would base says clearly B'das Rashi that Baliroi only starts by night. Rabbi Nudovid and Dafei says clearly B'das Rashi, Baliroi starts by night. Baliroi starts by night. As a Rashi and Daf Samach Gimel is also Mashma told the Baliroi starts by night. Rashi and Daf Samach Gimel Zogt Rashi that is Machlekes if you able to Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zifri and Evi Korban or only on Erev Pesach and the Pesach. So the first sheet that Rav Meir holds you able to Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zifri if you Shech Pesach and you have Chometz. Rav Meir holds over the whole Pesach if you Shech the Korban and you have Chometz in your house you able Baliroi. So Rashi says in Daf Samach Gimel, and if you shech the korban during Pesach and you have a chometz in your house, so first shita holds Yoiver leSishchat. Rav Shimon holds the whole Pesach. If you shech the korban, you have chometz in your house. Yoiver leSishchat. Rashi says in Samach Gimel, and also Baliroi. Mashma in Rashi that the first shita that holds that it's only an Erev Pesach is not Baliroi, because Baliroi is only in Pesach. But there's ways to answer it as the sugya there. So if we learn in Rashi as a baliroi and chatzois, say no. If we learn in Rashi that it's no baliroi and chatzois, so why Rashi says here that it's baliroi and chatzois? The Teretz says he doesn't mean baliroi. He means like Reb Nochem that the tashbisu is mechayev not to have chometz in the house. Now, say we'll see the Ravid in the Aloha says that there's no Baliroi in Chatzos. Baliroi starts only by night. And later in the Asogas al Arif, the Ravid says, Mechatzos oiv Baliroi. He doesn't mean Baliroi. Baliroi is like we said for Reb Nochem, so Musik of Baliroi means you have to make sure not to have the Chometz. Again, we'll have to know what is the getter. It's Miyad and Laud Amud Beis. These are the sugyas exactly of the getter of the Baliroi. Oh, but we have to remember, other we have a Rashi that Baliroi is in Chatzos. And again, that Rashi, we have to understand, it's a very big problem. And the Torah says, Shivas Yomim Sa'or Lo Yimotze V'Batechem, Baliroi Balimotze. It doesn't say an Erev Pesach. How Baliroi became Erev Pesach? It says Tashbisu Bayom HaRishon. It doesn't say Baliroi and Erev Pesach. Either way, this Rashi needs a pshat, how the Baliroi came to Erev Pesach. So other Rashi that he didn't mean it, he meant Tashbisu, and the Tashbisu is Mechayev not to have Chometz, and we call it Baliroi, like we explained, like we call Baliroi Tashbisu, Tashbisu Baliroi, the first Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta, Kedishelo Yavir Ole Baliroi Balimotze, we explain, it's a Mechayev to get rid of the Chometz. Other Rashi learns that it's Droshes that the Baliroi came. Say, but now, let me get Miyad to the second Chelek. Say now, Baliroi came. Why Rashi has to explain it? Why? Because Rashi knows that the bdikah is kedesh lo yavir baliroi. So Rashi says, yeah, baliroi starts midday. So I could check before. Lo yitzu baliroi starts in the morning, so if you're Rashi, we have to check in the morning. Aval baliroi starts in chatzos. Rashi says the bdikah is for baliroi. Frek de veld. Look in Rashi, goes. Look in Rashi. What Rashi says, baliroi in chatzos, and what else in chatzos? Well, achile. But if you're Rashi, we don't check. Lama Zogin, I'm asking you a question now. You're not allowed to eat chometz from the morning. But Baliroi starts in Chatzos. When I will have to check chometz? Vos steht in Rashi here, when I will have to check chometz? In the morning. Why? If you're Rashi, the bdike shel yavir Baliroi. Who asked Rashi? I want to explain. Who asked Rashi to come to the Achille? And that's the kasha. We were discussing that the Gemara is saying, Likule Alma, the Isul starts in Chatzos, so check an hour before. Rashi comes, the Isul Baliroi that doesn't exist, yeah? And the Isul Achille starts in Chatzos. Also, not supposed to have, who stayed Isul Achille? Sheshiva Siyoim Chomes Lo Yochel. Yeah, we'll have to find later where is the Isul Medei Raise. Okay, we're learning in the faith. Yeah? The Torah says not to eat Chomes 7 days, doesn't say not to eat in Chatzos. We know, we don't eat Chomes in Chatzos. But why Rashi has to bring it down here? It's against the Fitesis is Givaldik. The Bdikah Shelo Yovel Ochloi. So the Gemara's kasha is only in Chatzos I'm not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara, let me to check an hour before. But if Rashi, the Bdikah is Baliroi Balimotze. Why Rashi had to say it? It's Falandish. It's two Tirutzim. Before I'm answering, Trach Aminut. Because after I said, you say yes, push it. Trach a minute, say to yourself how much terutzim you have now. Two givaldik and terutzim. First teretz is, it's a chap, the second teretz is a emes. The chap zokta zeh. You're right. Oh, but maybe the answer is that you're not allowed to eat from the morning. So Chazal said to check my night, shema yovel lochle. Maybe I'm wrong. The Gemara is asking a kasha, why we check by night? Check midday. I'll tell you. The bdika Rashi, you got it wrong. The bdika shema yovel ochloi, and this is the reason we check by night. So the Rashi is madgish. No, no, you're allowed to eat by day. So it can be the answer. Lo yitzu would be isur achile. You would decide that the bdika of the Mishnah is not mitzad baliroi. Bemele. The Mele Rashi had to say that there's no Yisur Achille. Because Lu Yitzir would be a Yisur Achille during the day, would have an answer in the Mishnah. Why you check Chometz by night? Shem lo yavo lochle. Aber was in Yishtemes? Because even the Yisur Achille starts in Chatzos. Mele Frank di Gemore, so check an hour before Chatzos. One Teretz. Another Teretz is, if a Yisur Achille will be in the morning, you know why they said to check by night? They were scared, you'll check by day, you'll find the chometz, you'll eat it. We said, Rashi holds, you don't make a bdikah for chometz, sheinu yodua. Aber chometz yodua, remember we said, koifa lovis akli. So what you asking? Chazal have to check it. Or the authority to start to play with fire? Start to touch chometz? They prefer just to leave the chometz. So they told you to check before it's also to eat. You're right, the big is baliroi. But you check to find. If we look at Tzur, it's also, you're right, the Gemara says in a few dalef, who mechazer or revar or mistame, he will not eat. But Chazal will metake to make a b'dike, father's man Yisur Achille. So Meir, so Rashi, oh, Yisur Achille also starts in Chatzos. But Meir, the Gemara had a kasha, check an hour before Chatzos. We'll go weiter. Frank developed a third kasha. So the first Aura we said, why B'sheish? Then the second Aura we spoke, the Baliroi. Then we spoke why Rashi speaks about the Achille. Now the fourth, the Ohr. The Gemara says in the Vav Amud Beis, Haboidek Tzorich Sheyevater. Zog the Gemara, why? Shemayim Tzaglusko. Zog the Gemara, make a bitul stam. No, he will forget. Bitul you have to do near the Bdike. But Zaloch Haboidek Tzorich Sheyevater. After Shor Shishis, before Chatzos, the hour before, it's really awesome with the Rabbanon, right? You can't do bitul. The Gemara says the latest you could do bitul is Shor Chamishis. If they will check b'Shor Shishis when he will do bitul, so why the Gemara wants that they will do b'dike b'Shor Revis, b'Shor Shishis, aber z'alocha b'Yedik Tzor Shiyevatel. If you do a b'dike b'Shor Shishis when you do the bitul, Aaron, what is the answer? Aaron, what is the answer? After you can. Second. But you can't do it. Shor Shishis Chometz is also with the Rabbanon already. The Bitul is not Chal. The rice is the end of Shor Shishis with the Rabbanon. We learn Beis Amud Beis. It's also ready Mishor Chamishis. Bitul is not Chal because they made it end of Shus. This is what the Gemara explains in the Vav Amud Beis. So, let me track it together. Lefi Tesis, Lefi Rashi, maybe it's not a kasha, Lefi Daran. Bezmana Mishnah was no bitul. But the Gemara is asking now on the Mishnah. You're right, bin the Rabbonon, Aboy Ritzor Shiyavatel. Oh, but Lefi Tesis in that base that the Mishnah is with Aboy Ritzor Shiyavatel. So Lefi Tesis we have a baya. Lefi Rashi and the Ran we don't have a baya. Because Bezmana Mishnah was no bitul. The only kasha is Lefi Tesis. The Tereth says, maybe Tesis will look like the Primogodim. Venivdik Beshes doesn't mean to start B'shesh, to finish the shesh. But mainly he could make the bitul when he starts the check. No. Frank de Vell. Frank de Vell, one more hour. And that is Be'etzim. I want you to hold this stark because Be'etzim on Amud Beis, this is Be'etzim, the Sugi on Amud Beis, is a big vikuach. B'shor Shishis is a issu the Rabbonon to have chometz in the house. Right? Chazal, Tzioyim HaMe'unon, they said, Chatzos is mid, dainu, just to make it clear, Chatzos is after 6 hours. The day is 12 hours, shows manias. After 6 hours starts Chatzos, when the 7 hours starts. With the Rabbonon, in the 6th hour, it's already also. With the Rabbonon. Not midday reis. In that hour, with the Rabbonon, you're allowed to have the chometz in your house. Or you have to get rid of it, with the Rabbanon. Chazal asud be'achile ve'asud be'anoe otu yoyim ha'me'unon. And they said, we said from the Miskerov, the 6th hour is mamish, and even in the 5th hour, it's also awesome. Shtei show is the Rabbanon. We are the ma'isa, what we call in the calendar, soiv zman bi'u chometz. We finish to burn before Shor Chamishis. We finish to burn. We don't keep chametz till midday, till chatzos. Then a normal day, lamed against 12 epis. We get rid by us 10:30. It's really service man biu chametz. But it's a shayla in the achroinim. If it's the isu shehiye, the pri yitzchok and simen yudches, clears. Is the isu shehiye and chametz the rabbonon b'shor shishis or not? Shitas a pri megodim and dalad amud beis, and again in dalad amud beis it will be no get the ikar sugya. These things are almost like a gdome to go into the sugyas. The primigodim in the Rosh Yosef and Amud Beis is merchiach b'shitas Rashi. That is the isur shehiyah midarabonon. That is the isur shehiyah midarabonon. You're not allowed to keep chometz in your house and show shishis. Fregen de achroine. If it's an isur shehiyah to chometz the rabbonon b'show shishis. So how the Gemara asked the kasha v'nivdik b'shesh? But you're not allowed to have chometz in your house in that hour. I'm asking Lefi Rashi. If it tastes this, maybe the Ikeb Dika Sheva Velochloi, there's no derais, they were not metaken. But Lefi Rashi, Chazal want you to check chometz. Lechumi, the Rabbonim, you're not allowed to have chometz in that hour. It's not such a kasha. Let me just, I want to mess out the volume, then we'll go. It's not such a kasha. Maybe it's the Isu Shehir, the Rabbonim, they were not metaken B'dika. But it's hard to say that. Maybe as the Isu Shehir, the Rabbonon, they were not metakin. They were not metakin. As Isu Shehir, the Rabbonon, they were not metakin b'dike. Ken zayn. We'll see later. We'll see later. Could be if a person is trying to get rid of the chometz. Could be he's not over a Isu. But with the Achronim Rabbadur, there's in Loshin Rashi, Dibur Amasil, Nivdek Chometz, Betchil HaSheish, Vekoidem Isuroi Yevarenu. Mashma, he will check, and he's allowed to hold onto it till Chatzos. And that is the Ba'ayah B'Das Rashi. Later, it'll be Mamish Negev to the Droshes, to the Suya, and we'll have to go back that we have a Rashi here. I'm saying, Chazal waited till check to show Shishis. No! Ken Zayn, for Isu the Rabbonon, they waited. Or Ken Zayn, when a person is checking, he's not over. He's Mechazer Olav Levaroi. We'll say different answers to answer the Rashi. But the Medayik Loshen Rashi, Vekoidem Isuroi Yevarenu, Mashma from Rashi, you're allowed to leave it. Mashma from Rashi, you're allowed to leave it. And Koidem Zman Isu, Koidem Zman Isu, then you'll be Mevaret. Then you'll be Mevaret. Not before the Zman HaYisu. L'chur, if we say that there's an issue here and Chometz the Rabbonon is a shtigel or mikol makoim, that's what the Gemara is kash. Zog the Gemara v'chitei mezrizim makdibim le'mitzvois nivdek mitzafre d'chsivu bayim ha'shminim ol b'sar olosui v'tani kol ha'yim kule kosher l'milo elo shezrizim makdibim le'mitzvah shenem avayashkim avrom baboiker. So in this Gemara, it's two mehalchim how to learn the Gemara. The Rif and the Ran, le'umas Rashi. And our Gemara, look good in the Gemara. The Gemara has the kasha v'nivdek b'shesh, v'chitei me'ezrizi makdimim le'mitzvah. It's enough to do it from the morning. You don't do it from night. And who said it's enough to do it from the morning? Two rayas. You see Mila, you do in the morning, and you see Akeda, Avram did in the morning. These are the words of Rashi and Dibur HaMasril. These are the words of Rashi and Dibur HaMasril, Nivdek Mitzafra. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, check from the morning, the Hainu. Maybe it's because Zrizim is enough in the morning. You see Bris Mila, you start in the morning. Avram started in the morning. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, a very shverer way. Why it's very shver? Bris Mila, the mitzvah starts in the morning. You can't do it before the morning. The Hakeda also, Pashas was only by day. But what you want from our sugya? Mechateset to start in the morning. The Rif Girsa, he takes out the words v'nivdek mitzafre. V'chi teim ezrizi makdimim. Minolom, Bris Mile, Avrom. B'meile, frek di gemore, v'nivdek mitzafre. Zog deran, why in the morning and not by night? Misvore, it's enough to start 6 hours earlier. Azay zog deran, look in the Rav. The Ran learns that the the nivdek mitzvah, look, the gisa of the Rif is like this. The hashto the kaimelon zrizim, v'chitei mezrizim akdim emigadichsim chulu chulu chulu, Nivdak mitzafre. The mashmale misvore. The sagile zrizes baochi. Now that we bring a raya, the zrizes starts in the morning. Zog the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbeinu David. Rashi learns, nay. Rashi learns that the Gemara is asking zrizim, and I'm telling you, in the morning, I have rayas that it's in the morning. And the Pnei Yeshua explained that that is a mod nezach. Why in the morning? Why not? When the Gemara, I'll ask the Kash in our Nusach. Lefi the Rif, the Gemara is glad. Why you check? Don't check in the sixth hour. Zrizim. When zrizim? From by night. And the Gemara brings down two psukim that you do zrizim. So, no. For zrizim is enough the morning. Why? Misvore. So the Gemara says, V'chi teime. Again, we want to know why we check by night. Check in the sixth hour. V'chi teime, you do it by night because zrizim, and I have to psukim. Zrizim doesn't need to do it so much. Zrizim doesn't need to do a couple of hours is enough for zrizim. V'fi Rashi. V'chi teime, why we don't do it by six? Because zrizim. Do it in the morning. You don't have to do it by night. So zrizim, I have two psukim. That zrizim starts in the morning. From that psukim, you don't see that zrizim starts in the morning. But I want to explain a little bit pshata gemara. Mamish, a little bit pshata gemara. I'm asking you a kasha. Why are zrizim, you don't have to start to check today? The gemara taught, check in the sixth hour. Why to do zrizim? Maybe you check earlier because zrizim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why the Gemara taught Leil Yudalet is the right time? Pshat. Think of the answers. Think. Why, again, the Gemara is asking 1 hour is enough. Frank the Gemara, maybe because zrizim. Zag the Gemara, it's enough from the morning. So Lefi Ran, the Gemara meant maybe because zrizim. Well, zrizim doesn't have to pull it so much. The morning is enough. So forget the Gemara says, why so much? Lefi Rashi, maybe zrizim, Zaloch, zrizim starts in the morning. Before the Gemara knew the answer, zrizim starts in the morning, misvore, or the zrizim starts in the morning because of drosha. Why to check Leil Yudalet? Maybe check a week before. What? So the answer is, the Gemara understood that zrizim is only in that day of the mitzvah. But maybe to start by night. Lefidaran, zog the Gemara, misvore, it's enough by day. Now, zog the Achronim, so lefirashi is mameshvel. So you thought that the mitzvah will start by night. What do you bring me a raya for brismile? Brismile, the mitzvah starts by day. So the zrizim is by day. I'm just explaining the koishi. Again, the biggest chomis is b'sheishos. Zog the Gemara, do it earlier. Maybe, why? Zog the Gemara, this chomis by night. Do it b'sheish. Zog the Gemara, maybe a zrizim. So the zrizim starts by night. Vice versa, the Gemara understands, not that day is no point to do the zrizim. For the Gemara, no, it starts only in the morning. So lefi derat, start misvore. The psukim will only arrive to the yisoid of zrozim, and misvore you start by day. That is good. Lefi Rashi, why you taught by night? Because the mitzvah starts. You ask me a kasha, but you see bris milah starts in the morning. For sure, bris milah, the mitzvah is by day. So the mitzvah starts by day. But if you think as chomes, there is no shaykhis today, you could start by night. That is the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Now, Mikol Mekoyim, the Gemara is asking a kasha that maybe as reason you will have to do it earlier. Zog the Welt, what is this reason? The mitzvah. So lefi Rashi is gishmak. It's a mitzvah baliroe, tashbisu. Oh, but if it's a bdikas toiloim, what is shayach zrizim and bdikas toiloim? You have to rush to sift the flour. What is shayach zrizim akdimim? Oh, but the kash is not a kash bichlal. Even if it's a bdikas toiloim, oh, but for sure mid the rabbanon is a mitzvah to check. And we're speaking about the mitzvah the rabbanon. Again, Chazal will metake to check, and now.
Why would they do it then? Why would they recite it then?
I'm attacking on that day. And why we do it earlier? Mitzvah Zrizim. Again, Lefi Rashi, we're talking the mitzvah that Raisa, it's a portion. But if it's a bdikas teloim, so Lechur, what is the Shaykhs? The Torah says, even if it's a bdikas teloim, Abba Ravada is a mitzvah. And now come, we'll learn one shtikla Gemara, at least we'll start the Sugya. And for the Gemara. Omar Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchok Beshor Shebnei Odom Metzuyim Bebeteyem Ve'oir Aner Yofel Ebdike. What is the answer of the Gemara? We have a Rashi, we don't know what Rashi means. I will start with Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David brings down two mehalchim. What is the answer to the Gemara? One teretz, we have two terutzim in the Gemara. B'shosh ebnei odom mitzuyim bebeteyem ve'oir aner yofel ebdike. What is the answer? What is the answer? Why we don't check by day? Remember, our question is, do it yudalet by day, in the morning. And for the Gemara, b'shosh ebnei odom mitzuyim bebeteyem ve'oir aner yofel ebdike. So Rabbeinu David brings down two mehalchim. One mehalach he brings down b'shem de balamoya, that the reason Chazal said to do it, because by night much more people are home. Ikar atam shebnei odom metzuyim b'bateyim. What Gemara means va'oir aner yofel abdike? There's another reason. Listen carefully. What is the second reason? The candle is better from the sun. But what is better, candle or sun? Candle is better. If they will say to do it by day, people don't have candles by day. So people will be using the sun. They like people to use candles. Again, the main reason they said is because people are by night home. And also, by night, people use candles. And they wanted people to have candles. Lefize, Zogde Rabbeinu David, if you want to check the day before, not the day after, you could. They didn't want to leave it to Erev Pesach by day, because maybe sometimes people are not home. But if you want to do it by day, before, you could. And what you will have to use? A candle, because the sun is not so good. So again, they knew by night everyone is home with candles. The candle people are there by night. So again, why they want night? Because by night two things come into the house. People come into the house and candles come into the house. They want to do it when people are there and candles are there. By day, the people are not there and the candles are not there. But if you decide that you want to do it earlier, and the people already are there, you could. So the fit that the Iker Tam is that by day people are not there, and sometimes also by day they don't have candles. But if you do both, people are there by day, earlier, not later, because we're scared you'll be running out of it. This is the first pshat. Ve'ein zenochoin. He says it's not true. By day, the candle doesn't light good. They bring down in Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu Hananel brings it down, that when they were hiding in the caves from the Romans to learn Torah, they didn't know if it's day or night. So they had a candle. It was closed, it was pitch dark. When it lit night, nice, they knew it's the night. When it was lighting Shvach, by day the candle lights Shvach. I mean, this is one pshat. Or you could say different, what different people say. The day, the light of the day disturbs the night. The Metzius like that. When it's dark and it's a pointy light, you see much better. You like the first shot or the second shot? So Yossi wants to learn like the second shot. I want to learn like the first shot. Where's the Nefkemine? And the second we'll see. Zogder Rabbeinu David. Lefichoch nira leforesh shem beis taimim. בשושה בני אדם מצויים באור הנר וכן פירש רש"י ולפיכך אם בו לבדוק ביום לאור הנר he can't check. Why he can't check באור היום? Because the candle doesn't work good. And Chazal want the candle. Look in רש"י. אור הנר יופי לבדיקה בלילה אבל ביום מחשיך ואם תאמר יבדוק לאור היום הוא ילפין לקמון מחיפוש מצווה זה בנר. Some say that Rashi even didn't have the girse ubnei odom metzuyim bebateyem. Look in Rashi, he doesn't have it. So we have two reasons. Lefina balamoyer, the main reason is that the people are home and they have candles. By day they're not home and they don't have candles. But if they came home, Yom Erev Pesach, Yom Yud Gimel, you want to check by day with a candle, you could. The Rabbi Nudovit says the night is the day is not good for a candle. The night doesn't. The candle is not good by day. Why is not good by day? Other like the Yerushalmi, it doesn't work so good by day. The Shtims, what we said from Choyshech, by night is real Choyshech, so the candle works. By day, it's not real Choyshech. Even if you close the blinds, it's not real Choyshech. Other because the light, if the day doesn't make the candle so pointy. Lefichoch, im bolivdoi beyoim yud gimel, moini moisoi. So Rashi holds, the main reason is, the candle is not good by day. Maybe also Bnei Adam. And the Balamoy learns, the main thing is, by day people are home. And by night people are home. If people will come by day, that will be good. I the candle, you could light the candle by day. These are the two sheets. Zok de Welt, here the machleike starts. I want to ask you a shayla. I want over Shabbos to be mevarer, because we have to really start. When you check chometz in your house, Yitzi, you shut the light or you don't shut the light? You shut the light? What? Reb Nochem is the older person here. He says he doesn't shut. He doesn't shut. We shut. We hold he was never Yoytzev Dikas Chometz. Why? The light disturbs the candle. That is what Rashi says. Again, it's again, if we'll learn that the day disturbs the candle like the Yerushalmi, so by night, even though we have fluorescents, they don't disturb the candle. But if we learn that the shiny of the sun makes the candle not pointy, like you learn, so maybe you have to shut. You shut? So maybe you shut. But if we learn, so again, the shine is why we need, again, Lefide Balamoer, you could be Yoitze. Why Lefide Balamoer, you Yoitze? You could do it by day with a candle. The main reason was they wanted the people to be in the house. So you could do it by day before. I had a candle, you put a candle. They were hoping by night people will have candles. The Metzias was candles by night. By day people didn't have candles, so they were scared that people will not have candles. But the Ran, Rabbi Nudovid and Rashi are learning that the reason they said by night and not by day, Val is a din lo iraneh, and the day disturbs the candle. The day disturbs the candle, so the Mele, you're not the Yoitza by day. Now the Shaila is what it means that it disturbs. If it's like the Yerushalmi, that by day the candle doesn't light good, by night, even in the cave, it's like what we said, Choyshech, by night is not... B'meile, fluorescence don't disturb. Masha'engen, if we learn that the light of the day makes the candle not... And this is Shitas Rashi. And this is what Rashi means. If that's what Rashi means, if someone will not shut the candle, the light, L'chur, he will not be Yoitze. We'll stop here. It's a little bit.
It's
what you said. You were the one that was busy with pointy.
No.
You were the one. You didn't want something like the Yerushalmi. If you don't know, you changed your mind.
No.
Because you see it doesn't work against all America. It doesn't shut the light. Sure, it doesn't shut the light.
Sure, it does.